Okay, today's shiur is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chavtes. Kuf Chavtes in Peragish Nochlin, as we continue. And today's shiur again is sponsored, L'zecher Nishmas Yosef Rafael Ben Isar. Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, whose shiur is sponsored, L'zecher Nishmas, so for these 2 weeks. Okay, we continue now. Let's go back to number 7, which means the two dots in the middle of Kuf Chav Chesem Abeis. This is 7th halacha that Rabbi Abba sent Rav Yosi Bar Chama, based on the discussion of we had with Tosfos yesterday, whether it's the gear says Rabbi Abba or Rav Abba. Now, meanwhile, we'll go with our gear of Rabbi Abba, sent Rav Yosi Bar Chama. So, the last one right in the middle of the Amud, Kuf Chav Chesem Abeis. Hamosi Shtarchov Al Chaveiro. Somebody takes out a star on their friend. Malva, somebody says, you owe me money, and here's a star that proves it. Malva omer lo nifrati klum. The Malva says, I didn't get paid back anything. And l'chora, he'd be able to get paid back because of the principle we had earlier back on Daf Ayin. Shtarcha biyadi, my boy. Right? Why do I have the star? If you paid me up, so then, you know, why do I have the star? You would have ripped it up. So the star itself is a proof that says that the loan is not paid up. But v'lova omer parati mechsa. The lova says, I paid half. I paid half. He didn't have any proof at the time that he was made. But he says, I paid half. But then, va'idim idim sheparakulo. Edim come and say, no, the whole thing is paid up. So what's the halacha? So, says Rabbi Abba, hareze nishpa v'gove mechsa minachasa minachorin. That halacha is that the love swears that he paid half. So it turns into a regular case of mode b'mikzas, one of the three shvua daraisas. He swears that he paid half. And the other half, that half that he denies, he is believed, and he has to pay the half that he admits to. But he only has to pay that from Bnei Chorin, from property that he still has. But not from Mishubadim, because the buyers who have bought his land in the interim could say, what do you mean? We don't have to act based on his hodah of hodas baldin kime Edim dami. We rely on the Edim, and the Edim say he was all paid up. And that's why there's lukuchos protection in halacha, because there's a call, there's a public call that goes out that says whether he has liens against him, whether he paid up his liens. So that's why we bought it, because we heard we knew the Edim were going to say that it is all paid up. So that's why the half is only collected from Bnei Chorin.
Had it just been Shtar versus Edim, then what would be
Edim? If it was Shtar versus Edim, then he'd be Pater. The Edim say that it was paid up. You're right, there is a Shtar, but he paid it up. So the Edim
so
say.
His mode of mixas now, is that like a new.
His mode of mixas is a hodah. Yeah, that's what we said at the end of the shiur yesterday. That I, what about, what type of shvua is this? Einish ban al ashtaris. The answer is no, the shtar is thrown out. The Rimigash said that the shtar is chasla bialma. We forget the shtar now, and it's just based on the milveh that he admitted to. Hodah asbal did he be Edim dami. That's what it's based on.
And had it been just the shtar and his kofar bakol, he would have been chayav.
If it was just a star, yeah, he would be chayv without any Edim there. Okay, so now the Gemara relates it. Rabbi Abba, this is Rabbi Abba continuing to discuss. Rabbi Abba says, you have to take a shvua. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Afilu Rabbi Akiva, the Ramesh of Edahavi, where is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is back at the beginning of Maseches Baba Metzia. The Rashbam quotes the case in the middle of the wide lines of the Rashbam, third word. Pluk to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Betchila Shnayim Ochsin. Shtar Shekasavo Slain Odinarin. So Malva comes to court and has a star that says, you owe me Slaim or Dinarim. No number is written there, just the plural form. Doesn't say Sel, it says Slaim. So he knows at least two. But what happens? The Malva says, you owe me five. And the Lova says, the Lova could have said two. But instead he says three. The Lova says, okay, you're right, I owe you three. So what's the halacha? So Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar says, oh, he's Modi B'Mixas. He is claiming five. He is admitting to three. Modi B'Mixas, so you take a Shvua Daraisa, and you have to pay the three. Rabbi Akiva says, no Shvua. Rabbi Akiva says, no Shvua in that case. Why? Because the Lova is doing him a favor. The Lova is already going above and beyond. Eino ela kemeshev aveda. He's like returning a lost item. We know the Takana Durabanan from Meseches Gittin, where the Gemara says, if I find a lost item and I return it to you and you say, oh, this is only half of what I lost, swear to me that you don't have the other half. The halacha is he does not have to swear. But why tikuna olam? If I know that I'm going to have to swear about lost items, I'm just not going to pick him up in the first place. So midrabanan, by Meshav Aveda, one does not have to swear. So Rabbi Akiva says, here it's like a case of Meshav Aveda, because I'm giving an extra coin that I didn't have to give. I'm admitting to three instead of admitting to two, and you're pater from a shvua in that case. So that's the machlokas between Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, which is being discussed here. Rabbi Akiva again says no shvua in that case because he's doing him a favor. Shimon ben Elazar says, no, it's still considered a case of modu b'miksas. So with that in the back of our minds, now let's go back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Abba says that in this case where the Edom say he paid everything, but he said he paid only half, he has to take a shvua. Via filu Rabbi Akiva to Amar Meshav Aveda Have, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says in the other similar case, he's a Meshav Aveda, and therefore he does not have to take a shvua. Hani mi li hecha deleka Edom. That's only a case there were no Edom there at all to influence his decision, and therefore we say, ah, he went above and beyond, and therefore he does not have to take a shvua. Aval hecha diika Edom. But think about this case, says the Gemara. He is in court, and he sees Edom walking to court. He doesn't know exactly what the Edom are going to say. Do the Edom remember that I paid out? Do I not remember? He obviously does not remember that he paid everything. Right? He's only admitting to half. So he sees the Edom walking to court. Irsusim irsus. Maybe he's scared. Maybe he only admitted to half because he's scared of what the Edom are going to say. And therefore, you cannot say here that he's doing it out of his own good nature. He's doing something extra in consideration of Aveda. Even Rabbi Akiva would say that in this case, we hold that a shvua is taken. That is Rabbi Abba's din. So, Maskalar Marbaravashi. So Marbaravashi asks on that, Adarabba, no, just the opposite. Afilu Reb Shimon Elazar, even according to Reb Shimon Elazar, who over there, the Amar Modim Miksas Atayna Have, who in the case we just described says you're Modim Miksas. In the case, again, if you remember, it says Slaim, the Malva says Yomi 5, he says Yomi 3, Modim Miksas, Hani Mili Hecha, Deleka Eidim to come Asayile. No, there he only has to take a Shvua because he has no Eidim supporting him. No Eidim supporting him, that's why he has to swear. Aval hecha diika Eidim to come asayale, vada meshav aveda have. But over here, Eidim support him. You're right, he didn't go as far as he could have with the Eidim supporting him, but the Eidim do support him, and therefore he's considered a meshav aveda, and you would not have to take a shvua l'kule alma. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Abba, who says everybody would agree in our case you do have to take a shvua, and Rabbi Baravashi, who says everybody would agree in our case that you don't have to take a shvua. That is the machlokas. This ends the seven halachos that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Rachama. So now the Gemara summarizes. Darash marzutra braid mishmei to Rav Simi Barashi. Hilchasa bekol hanishmaitza kedashalach le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yosef Rachama. We hold like all of these halachas. All the halachas that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef, we hold like all of them, all seven of them. So you have to go back to all the ones that we discussed. When you pay with, we spoke about psulei edus, and we spoke about collecting from avadim, and we spoke about what a suma is allowed to testify about, and we spoke about if I offer you to make you, that you can make a shvua. So all the cases, in all the different halacha contexts, says the Gemara, we hold like Rabbi Abba in all the cases. Tosas asks here on the bottom, Tosas, Hilchasa, Tosas asks a question about one of them. V'yim Tomar, 1 second, V'alkaimelon de'helach pater. If you remember the beginning of Amitziah, we had two Rabbi Chiyas, what was called Rabbi Chiyah Kamaisa and Rabbi Chiyah Basraisa. Rabbi Chiyah Basraisa was called the Helach. That's Helach. Remember the case is that if somebody says, you owe me $100, and the other person says, I owe you 50, I mean, it's a case of Modu B'Miksas, but immediately he says, and here it is. Helach, here it is. So the question is that considered Modu B'Miksas, regular case of Modu B'Miksas, or do we say no? You admit it to half, but because you gave it over right away, it's as if that half of the case is finished, done with, and the only part that we're dealing with is the other half that you denied. It's a case of kofar bakol. That's the machlokas over there of halach, whether halach is pater or halach is chayev. So Tosa says, we hold that halach is pater, meaning you look at that half of the case that he admitted to as finished, ki depasak Rabbi Chanan abrishma metziya, halach is pater, v'hacha paskinan, denishpa v'gove mechsa. But here, if we're passing like this last case of Rabbi Abba, that it's modem mixas, but what do you mean, why is it modem mixas? It's a case of a shtar. V'hahach shtara, kivan teka modebe halachu. A shtar is similar to a case of halach. What's a regular case of modu b'miksas? The malva says, you owe me money. He doesn't have any proof. And the lobe admits to half. There's no Eilach, and he has to pay the half that he admitted to. But by a case of Shtar, as we spoke about the past couple of days, there's a concept of Mishubadim, there's a concept of partially collected already. The second I admit to half the Shtar, I should say that half is finished, it's like Eilach. And here it says, Yechayv Shvua. So how can we paskin like Eilach Pater, beginning of Mitzia, and then we say we paskin like all the Rabbi Yambas? Says Tosvos, no. What did we just say from the Rimigash? V'yeshlomar, again, he hasn't caught the Rimigash, obviously, but what did we just say, the idea? V'yeshlomar, t'lo chashiv shtar helach, el shtar degavi bebi mishabdi. Remember, this shtar is really knocked out. This shtar is chaspa ba'alma, because the Edom said it's all paid up. So it's not really a shtar case here. It looks like a shtar case, but it's not really one. Just like the Rimigash says, that's why you can take a shvua here, because the shtar is knocked out. Sesto says that's why it's not considered a helach case, because it already was knocked out by the Edom. It's not a shtar that you could collect from Mishubadim with. So Tosfos helps us out in that last psak. So again, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that we pass on like all the cases of Rabbi Abba. So Amale Ravina Ravashi, second to last line. So Ravina says Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai. Rav Nachman Mai, what about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman was the case of Avadim, that they paskins, Rabbi Abba said, in the case of Avadim, if you look back, Govid Mana Avadim, we collect from Avadim of Yisomim, it's considered like Karka, not like Metaltzalin, we collect, but the problem is that we paskin like Rav Nachman Badinim Amenis, and Rav Nachman holds Ein Govid Mana Avadim. That's the problem. Rabbi Abba said Govin, but Rav Nachman holds Ein Govin. Rav Nachman argued on him. We had it on yesterday. Kufchav Chasaman Alf. So, Rav Nachman, my, how could you say that we paskin in that case like Rabbi Abba? So I'm going to let you write. Change it. Ein Govin Masdinan Lay La V'chinam Rav Nachman. Okay, you got it wrong. Rabbi Abba said Ein Govin, and Rav Nachman agrees to him. It wasn't a machlokas. Really, he held Ein Govin. V'yela Hilchas Alafuke Mai. Okay, so Rav Nachman agrees to him. So what was this big chiddush of the Gemara of Marzutra? We paskin like the Rabbi Abbas. What was the chiddush case that we're saying, oh, you would have thought we don't paskin like him, and now we say we do. In that case of Rabbi Nachman, we always paskin like Rav Nachman. That can't be the chiddush. So which is the case of chiddush that the Gemara had to say, we paskin hilchasa like Rabbi Abba? So ila fuke mi de Rava, if we're arguing on Rava, What's Rava? Rava is the case we had yesterday about the Psule Edus. You remember Psule Edus? Rabbi Abba said that a Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. Somebody who is a first cousin once removed is able to testify about each other. Right? Shlishi B'Sheni was Reuven's son, Reuven's grandson to Shimon's son. Right? A first cousin once removed. And Rava said even a Shlishi B'Rishon. Right? Even Shimon's grandson to Reuven. Even the Shlishi B'Rishon said Rava. So we're arguing on that. So says the Gemara, Ila Fukimi de Rava Mosifu. Rava is adding on. Rava's not arguing on Rabbi Abba. He's adding on. So the Chiddush wouldn't be, oh, we pass like Rabbi Abba. Everybody agrees to that. Rava's adding on a Chiddush. So fine, we might not pass like the added Chiddush of Rava. But it's still not a Chiddush that we would pass like Rabbi Abba, because everybody would agree to that. We'll get back to that. I demar baravashi. And if the Chiddush is that to go against Mar Baravashi, because Mar Baravashi had the next line in that context. Mar Baravashi said, even a Shlishi Barishan is kosher, even in the same line. Remember grandfather, grandson. That was a whole discussion in the Maharik and the Ramah about having a kavod for a kibudah for a grandfather. So Mar Baravashi said, even that is kosher. So Eid Mar Baravashi, less Hilchazak Mar Baravashi. The Gemara already said that. We don't pass him like him. We don't go that far like Mar Baravashi. So, who is the Hilchasa telling, like, Ila fuki mi de Shmuel, v'rev sheshes, v'rev papa, and if it's telling me to go against Shmuel, v'rev sheshes, and v'rev papa, who all said about details about the Summa testifying, that a Summa could testify in various cases, ha ito sovu, we already had a tufte against them. So what's the chiddush of this line of Marzutra? So finally, Ela la fuke mi de Rabbi Yochanan umita at kafta de Mar Baravashi. It's two things. Number one is going against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was in number 5 yesterday, the top of the Amud on Kufchav Chesem Abeis. Rabbi Yochanan says we don't trust a father about Ben Ben Abanim. Right, we don't trust. That was a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanna Kamma says we do trust him, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Rabbi Yochanan says we don't trust him. First, we related it to Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, but then we said it's a machlokas about Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about the father's nemanis bechlau. So, number one, it's going against that, Rabbi Yochanan, and it's going against the question of Mabar Avashi, who in the last context that we just did today, he said, no, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree that you don't swear in our case, so modu b'miksas, and we go against that, we pass on like Rabbi Abba, that in the case where he admits to half, even though the Edom say he already paid everything, he would take a shvua. So fine, number five and number seven on our list are the ones that are mechudash, period. Okay, just going back to the top line for a minute, where the Gemara says that Rav is just being Mosif, and therefore Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. So that is how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam, if you look in Hilchas Edus, but Hashem will get back to this in Mesechas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Dalid, Ula Olam Shlishi Berishon Kosher. Shlishi Berishon is always kosher. It's important for the Masada Kedushin to know all these halachas. A Shlishi Berishon is kosher, meaning Reuven's grandson to Shimon, they could testify. A grand nephew could testify about a great uncle. The Ein Sarech Lomar Shlishi B'Sheni. And for sure, also, if you go down one, a first cousin once removed, that's also kosher, right? That was the din of Rabbi Abba. Aval Sheni B'Sheni, the Ein Sarech Lomar Sheni B'Rishon Shneim Sulim. But Sheni B'Sheni, the Rambam said, is too close. Sheni B'Sheni, which is first cousins. First cousins are Pasal Eidus to each other. A first cousin once removed is kosher le'edus. Ve'ed sarach lomar sheni berishon. And of course, sheni berishon, meaning a nephew to an uncle, that is possible. We're going to have to get to how much do psule edus have to do with real relatives in terms of arayos, or are there chilukim? Are there chilukim? So we'll have to see that there will be distinctions. Right here we mentioned one, we talk about first cousins, but we'll see other distinctions as well. For the Rama Paskins, like Rebbe Abba, that a shlishi B'Sheni, and a Shlishi B'Rishon, Rabbi Abba's case was, again, Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher, and Rabbi Abba, no, not even Shlishi B'Rishon. So Rambam Paskins like both of those. If you look at Rabbi Tam, right here, Rabbi Tam in Tosfos holds, like the fifth skinny line, Rabbi Tam Pasak B'Sefer HaYashar, the Shlishi B'Rishon Pasol. Shlishi B'Sheni was the first, right, that was the first cousin once removed. That was Rabbi Abba's din. But the second added Hosafa of Rava, so the Rama Paskins, that's kosher too. But Rabbi Natan says that's possible. V'chei posik Bahag, and the Bahag also says, El Hashem Einim Sulam El Midi Rabbanan, Vu Posim En HaTorah. Molim Achlokas is, the Gaonim say it's Posim Midi Rabbanan, Rabbi Natan says that's a Psul Daraisa. The question is though, Rava. Rava, didn't the Gemara, remember the Gemara structure? This is the Ritva's question. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba says, Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. And Rava says, Shlishi B'Rishon is kosher. Mar Bar Avashi says, even a grandfather to a grandson. And the Gemara says, no, forget Mar Bar Avashi. We don't pass him like him. Isn't that mashma that we do pass him like the first two? That's the Ritva's question. That's how the Rambam got to Shita. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, Rava, Mar Bar Avashi, Mar Bar Avashi's wrong. So doesn't that sound like Rava's right? Even though he was Mosef unto the Iker Din, doesn't that sound like Rava's right? So the Ritva says, what you have to say for Rabbeinu Tam is that the Gemara was clear that Mar Bar Avashi was wrong. The Gemara knew that for sure. That was a davar barur. Rava? The Gemara's not commenting on. But just because the Gemara did not reject Rava does not mean we hold like Rava. Here it just says we hold like Rabbi Abba. And the top line here says, Rava, he's adding on. But do we pass him like Rava? That's unclear, so therefore there's still room for machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, whether we would paskin about a Shlishi B'Rishon. Could a great uncle and a great nephew, let's say a great nephew wants to be, or a great uncle, you're missing a kibud by a wedding, you really, you know, you're short for kibudim, so you're going to give the great uncle. Let him be the eighth kiddushin. So we're gonna see it, 1 second. So can you meet the Oraisa, let's say, can you be the Oraisa, have a Shlishi B'Rishon? So, says Rabbeinu Tam, no way. Rabbeinu Tam says it's possible to Oraisa. Other Gaonim say it's possible to Rabbanon. The Rambam says, Meikra did is kosher. So this is a major machlokas, nafkamina. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that big nafkaminas regarding, what Josh just said, marriage. If you look in Simen, Lamed, Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim the Shlishi B'Rishon possible. Some say Shlishi B'Rishon is possible, that's Rabbeinu Tam, Ramah, V'chein Ra'ui Lahoros. Right, the Rambam is even quoted here. Right, V'chein Rav Lahor, the Rambam says, you should pasul a shlishi berishon. V'yesh omrim, de'eno pasul rak midirabanan. Avogad the sharp sulam daraisa. Some say that a shlishi berishon is only pasul midirabanan. Like the Gaonim that we just saw Tosas quoted. V'nafgamina le'inyin ede kedushin. Commotion is bar. Nafgamina regarding ede kedushin. Whether it's daraisa or derabanan. What does that mean? Says the Sma. Im kidesh b'fnei hamisha. Let's say you use the shlishi berishon to get married. And then you accept the kedushin from somebody else the next day as well. Do you need a get from both of them? Are you suffic kudeshes to both of them? According to Rebbeinu Tam, who says the first one is pasul daraisa, then you're for sure not married. Only the second one. But according to the Gaonim, who were machmir for, ironically, that it's only a psul d'rabanan, that means the first marriage might have worked, and therefore you need to get from both of them, because you're saving mekudeshes to both of them. So it's not only important to know, la halacha l'maisa, who is kosher, who is pasul, but you gotta know what's daraisa and what's d'rabanan. Generally, by a wedding, like Joshua said, we try not to have any relatives, because there's a lot of gzeiris and chumras, just nobody related is acceptable. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Hamachalik v'chasav al piv riba lechad o miya lechad." So if you remember, we had the Mishnah back on Friday or so. The Gemara said, "Kufcha vavam abeis." The Mishnah had said, if you look back, the second part of the Mishnah, if somebody's being machalik v'chasav al piv, somebody is splitting up his possessions, if he gives more to one and less to another, or hishva es ha-bechar, or gave the bechar equal, dvar of kayam, and he's allowed to do that. And we said, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you use the lashon of matana. That's why it works. Because a person can give a gift to whoever he wants. If you use the lashon of Yerusha, says the Mishnah Lomar Klum, you gotta use the lashon of matana, and not a lashon of Yerusha, because you can give gifts. You can't change Dini Yerusha, though, because that is Masna Amashakasav Batorah. Is that line, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, does even he, who, where's the context of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? It's Tamara's Daf. The Locus Classicus. The source, we've been alluding to Hishita, mentioning Hishita for four or five times already. But the Mishnah is Kuflamet, that's Tamara's Daf. He says that within Yerusha, let's say I have four people to give Yerusha to, I'm allowed to give it to one of them, as long as he's Royal Yarsho, that's his Chiddush. That's not considered changing Dini Yerusha, as long as I give the Yerusha to somebody who is Royal Yarsho. So does he hold that you, like our Mishnah, that if you change Dini Yerusha totally, does it not work if you use a Lashon Yerusha and you have to use a Lashon Matana or not? So Rov Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoni here says that it's even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Okay, it's going to be important for later Gemara. V'yafilu l'Rabbi Yochanan Broka, d'amar, im amar, al misha roi l'yersho, d'varav kayamin, modeh, in our Mishnah, k'shehishra l'hem asa b'char. Because our Mishnah says you give more to one or to the other, or you give the b'char equally. So Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that you can't do, because that's part of Dina Yerusha, giving a b'char a double portion. Shem amar l'pashit, b'lashen Yerusha l'amar klum, l'maid chela b'char. D'modeh Rabbi Yochanan Broka, b'b'char, mishum t'chziv, lo yuchal livaker. That's an important point of Rabbeinu Yonah. So now the Gemara says, "Heichi dami matana betchila heichi derebamsa heichi derebasof." The continuation of the Mishnah, which we did not just say over, but we'll say it now, said as long as you have a lashon of matana anywhere in your language, it's okay. The beginning, the middle, the end of your phrase, it's fine to have a lashon of matana, and that itself is enough. So what does that mean? So we are going to have four shitas in the Gemara. Four shitas in the Gemara to explain this. Number one, Giyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi came. He said, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Ador in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Tinatein Sade Plonis Laploni V'yirashuha Zui Matana B'tchila. If somebody says, give the Sade, give the such and such a field to so and so, and he will yarshin it, that's fine, because that's the language of Matan at the beginning, right? It says Tinatein. Yirashua v'tinasein lo, zui Matan basof. The opposite means a Matan basof. He shall inherit it and give it to him. So use the lashon Matan there, that's also good. Yirashua v'tinasein lo, v'yirashua, zui Matan b'emsa. So all of those are good lashonos, beginning, middle, or end. The Ron just adds on, there's got to be a vav in there, like it says in all these cases. Because if there's no vav, then we could assume that maybe you're changing your mind. You're not trying to say both of them. So in all these cases, there's a vav, that all-important letter. Kasav ra'ah, The dafka bivav could go tinatin lo sada plonis laploni vi yirashena. Yirashena vitinatin lo. To have emosiv alinyan arishon. Aval. But if he says yirashena tinatin lo yirashena below vav, that's a machlokas whether you're tos lashon rishon or lashon achron. Because then we can assume that maybe you are going against what you said previously. So the all important vav says the Ran. But now comes the machlokas. This is all shita number one. Vidafka ba'adam echad v'sada achas. When did these lashonos work? If you use both a lashon matana and yerusha, that works if you're giving it to one person and to one field. Because then we could say what you really meant was matana. Right? Even though you said a lashon yerusha also. Aval ba'adam echad v'shtei sados. Sada achas v'shtei b'nei adam. Lo. But if you have two fields involved, or two people involved, then it's not going to work. Because maybe you meant one to be a matana and one to be a yerusha. And then the yerusha one is not good, because you're changing. Dina yerusha. So if you have any two things involved, whether it's two fields or it's two people that you're giving to, so that is not allowed. That is not allowed according to this first shita of Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Elazar Omer, second opinion, no. Even if you have two involved, as long as you have one involved also, it's okay. Meaning, as long as there's one field, even if it's to two people that you're splitting it up with, or if it's two fields, but you're giving it to the same person, either of those cases, it's okay, because I will assume that the Lashon of Matana is going to both of them. Aval, b'shtei sados v'shnei b'nei adam, lo. But two fields to two different people, no good. Meaning, let's say I say, I want to give, and I want to give you, and I want to be Yarshin, these two fields to Reuben and Shimon. So that's no good. Because I might think that maybe one of the Lashonis is going on one of the fields to one of the people, and the other Lashon is going on the other field to the other person. And therefore, it is a problem.
Why don't you say that giving is while he's alive?
Right. He's doing this while he's alive.
Matana is while he's alive.
The Matana is, but he's using the language of Yerusha.
When he's
I'm saying, so why is he using the Lashon of Yerusha now? You're right.
Because
if he's doing this, he's alive.
When he passes away, then it goes to the...
Is it a gift or is it Yerusha? What does he want to do with it?
Now, while he's alive, it's a gift.
But afterwards it's Yerusha, so that's the problem, because he's trying to give it the Yerusha to somebody who is not supposed to get it. You're right. He's saying, Yerusha? What do you mean Yerusha? Yerusha to this stranger? That's why it's no good. That's why are you using the language of Yerusha? Exactly. So why are you using this lashon? So those are the first two opinions of the Gemara. Whether if you have two involved, do you say that ruins it? The Tanna Kamma, the first opinion, Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan says it ruins it. Rav Elazar says no, as long as there's one involved, the only thing that's a problem is where there are two involved. Third opinion, Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when many times you have two different reports of what Rav Yochanan said. Many times you have Ravin and Rav Dimi, because they both came from Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they have different reports of what Rav Yochanan said. So now Rav Ravin came, this is number three, Omar, he said this, Tinasin sade plonis liploni, v'yirash ploni sade plonis, if I use that lashon, give such and such a field to ploni, and ploni should yarshin the other field, meaning it's two and two. It's two and two, which Rav Elazar just said, no good, Rav Yochanan Amar Kana. Yochanan says it still works, even though it's two fields and two people. Rav Elazar Amar Lokana. Rav Elazar says it does not work. So Amar Le Rabbi Le Ravin. Abaye says Adan Anchasas Lanchada VaAskafes Lanchada. One thing you said is pretty good, meaning we agree with, and the other one we have a problem with. Bishlamad Rav Elazar Rav Elazar Lokasha. You says regarding Rav Elazar, it's not a problem. Why? Rav Elazar was Shita number two in our Gemara. Rav Elazar says, as long as there's one, right, one of something, it'll work. Two things, it will not work. So when this report said that Rav Elazar says lokana, so it's fine. Lokasha kan ba'adam echad v'shtei sados, kan b'shtei b'adam v'shtei sados. This report of Rav Elazar of Ravin is talking about a case where it's two and two. That's why Rav Elazar would agree it's no good, because we don't know where the lashon of Yerusha is going on. It could go on either one of them, and therefore you got to throw it all out. Mashenki, in the earlier report where Rav Elazar says it works, that's a case where it's one of something, either one person or one field. El de Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But now we have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan earlier said that any two things involved are a problem. You need Adam Echad and Sada Achas. And now we're saying Rabbi Elazar, now we're saying Rabbi Yochanan kasher, machsher something else. So the answer is fine. I'm a roi ninu v'alib Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlokes. Machlokes I'm a roi. I'm what Rabbi Yochanan said. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan said something, but it's a machlokes what he said. I think we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, the Rashi in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, where Rashi says that, you know what, I have it here today. Rashi says this type of machlokes, one cannot apply the principle of elu ve'elu divri lekim chayim. This is Rashi. I said yesterday. I think I said Nun Vav. Really, I meant Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin Amar Aleph says Rashi. Dechi pligi trei aliba dechad mar amar hachi amar ploni mar amar hachi amar ploni chad minayu mishaker. If two people say so and so said this, one of them wasn't listening during the shiur, unless he gave two shiurim and he changed his mind. Pashas, let's assume not. But if two people report the same thing from the same shiur, so then one is lying. Avo ki pligi trei amaroi bedin o beisr veheter. But if they just get two different svaras, then fine, there's no sheker. Kol chad v'chad svara di deka amar. Mar yo avtaim ala hetera, mar yo avtaim ala isura. Mar medami milsa la milsa, hachi, mar medami labin yin achrina. They're each saying their own shita. V'igla meymar, elu ve'elu debi lakim chayim. That's fine. You just hear, and it continues, the shayachai, zimnin, the shayachai taima, zimnin, shayachai taima, shahatam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. A very important Rashi for the sugya of Elu ve'elu divri lekim chayim. He says, you can have machlokas about anything under the sun, but just not a machlokas about what somebody said. If it's machlokas about what somebody said, then one of them is right and one of them is wrong, says Rashi. So here too, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? So obviously we could learn both of the shitas, because they both might have validity in terms of the content, but what in fact did Rabbi Yochanan say? One of them is right. Okay, that is the third opinion. So what do we have so far? We have three opinions. Number one opinion was that you can't have one of anything. You could only have one of everything. One person, one field. That was the sheet of Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, just got to remember who says what for Amud Beis. That's why I'm repeating it. Number two was Rabbi Elazar Shita, who said if you have one of something, it's okay, but if it's two and two, it's no good. Third opinion was Ravin. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said even two and two is okay. Meaning two people, two fields, as long as I use the Lashon of Matana, it's okay. Even if I also use the Lashon of Yerusha. I won't say one's Matana, one's Yerusha. The fact that I use Matana reflects on everything, even though I use the Lashon of Yerusha. That was the third Shita of Ravin. And now we have a fourth opinion. Veresh Lakish Amar. The fourth opinion, Lokana Acheyomar, Ploni Uploni, Yershu Sade Plonis Uplonis, Shenesatim Lahem, but Matana V'Yerushum. Well, that's a mouthful. What did Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish says it only works by two and two if you used two Lashonos of Matana in between the two Lashonos of Yerusha. That's what you have to use. Right? You see the Lashon? You use Yershu, Nisatim b'Matana v'Yershum. Two Lashonos of Matana in between, sandwiched between two Lashonos of Yerusha. The Rashba says, could the Reish Lakish argue on a Mishnah? Is he arguing on the Mishnah or Mishnah seat to say that you can never have two and two? The answer is no. You're just interpreting. When all the Mishnayos and the Tanaim said two and two don't work, that's why you didn't use such a Lashon. If you use this very verbose Lashon, but it's fine, as because then you have to say that if you use double Lashonos of both, then you have a Lashon and Matana that's going on each person. Period. Next, says the Gemara, Biplukta, this Machlokas that we just had is a parallel machlokas, has a parallel machlokas. Amar of Amnuna, Loshana, Ela Adam Echad, Vesada Achas, Aval Adam Echad, Veshe Sado, Stada Achas, Veshe Bnei Adam Lo. That's Rav Amnuna, which is the same exact sheet as the first sheet that we had. Rav Dimi Amar Yochanan, Rav Nachman Amar, Filo Adam Echad, Veshe Sados, Sada Achas, Veshe Bnei Adam. Even one of something is also good. That was Rav Elazar Shita. Aval Shte Sados, Veshe Bnei Adam Lo. But two and two would be no good. That was the second opinion. And Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Shtei Sados, Shnei Bnei Adam. No, even two and two, which was Reb Yochanan number two's opinion, which was number three that we had on our daf. So we just said parallel machlokas, the first of the three shitas right here. Amar Rav Sheshes Minam Minallah. Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that I'm the most flexible, lenient opinion, that even though you have two and two, it's still going to work? Titanya. Because we have a Brisa. Says the Brisa, Ha'omer tenu shekel of b'nei b'shabes. If somebody says, Who is this somebody? The Rashbam says either a shchiv mira on his deathbed or somebody who's giving him a matana, but he makes a kinyan, he makes a chalipin. Either way, it's serious, and just saying it is good enough. So if somebody says, you know what, men around his bed, give a shekel to my son every week. Give a shekel to my son every week. That's how much parnasa you should give him. So take out of my estate a shekel a week. V'ru yin li tein sela. But really, the expenses are a sela, meaning two shekel. So he said a shekel, and really, the kid needs two shekelim. So no sin lahem sela. You're allowed to give him the double, the larger amount. Because we assume that he just meant to say, take care of my son. He said shekel, but really two shekelim is also good enough. V'im amar al titnu lahen el a shekel. But if he uses the lashon of, only give them a shekel, so then ein nosin lahem el a shekel. Ein nosin lahem, so that lashon is a limit, so therefore you can only give him a shekel. That's it. Rashi in Ksubis, just before we turn over, Rashi in Ksubis says, on Daf Samach Tesim Abeis, he asks on this case, if somebody says, only give them a shekel, then you only give them a shekel. But there's another Gemara in Ksubis, on Daf, it's earlier Memches, Rashi quotes about, talks about here on Samach Tesim Abeis, the Gemara says, if somebody says, don't bury me from my property, right? Take it from Staka. Right? Take it from Staka. Is the person allowed to say that? The Gemara says, no. Morris says, you take from his assets to help to pay for the burial. What's the difference? I thought a person was allowed to say, only take this. He's allowed to limit what's going to go to his child. Says Rashi, no, because Kfura is part of the Shibudim. The mitzvah's Kfura is Meshubit on the Nechasim of the Mace, says Rashi. Because that's part, Kfura is Kavod HaMace. So therefore, his Nechasim Meshubit to that. So he can't say to his kids, you know, do it from Staka. The Nechasim of the Mace are mishubin. Nichzi de lav de yasmi ninu, ki im lafit savaso. Right here, hasam hu damra tik peru minachasav, vin nichzi de de ninu. Hilkach lo saisinulei, lukover minat staka, kadila hasher as banav. Because his nechasim, his property has to help his burial. But here it's dumb. Here's just saying what he wants to give to his kids so that is more flexible and we would listen to him. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if a person says, give my kid a shekel, so you can give him more. He just wants you to take care of him. But if he says, only give my kid a shekel, give my kid only a shekel, then you only give him a shekel. V'im Omar, and if he uses the Lashon, im mesu yirshu acherim tachtehem, if they die, then such and such a people should get the Yerusha after them, right? And not my grandchildren. Give my son this stuff, and if not, after they die, then the other people should get it. Look at the top Rashbam. Yirshu acherim ploni ploni velo b'nei bonai goli daite denichale b'tzimtzum tvei. He's basically saying a very limited. Give this to my kids, and after that, you know, give it to somebody else. So then bein shamar tu bein shamar al tisnu, that even the first lashon, which is even more flexible lashon, eino salem el shekel. Because you see, this guy obviously wants to limit his property that's going to his kids, and therefore you give him the smaller amount, even if he only said tnu. So let's think about this. What's the language that he used here? He said, give to my sons, and after them, so the other people should yarshin it. So it's two different people. It's two different people. The question is the lashon matana here, and it's two different fields. Why is it two different fields? The Rashbam says it's like two different fields. V'yahacha, read the Gemara. D'kishtei sadas u'kishnei b'nei adam dami. It's like two fields. Why? Because the property is only going to the second person after the first one dies. So it's as if it's like two fields. So it's two fields, two people, and v'ktani d'kani. And it says it works. The second one's going to get it. So isn't that a raya to the shitas that we had in Amud Aleph, that even with two people and two fields, right? But you're asking, how can he do this? The answer is because of Lashon Matana. We're saying maybe Lashon Matana is going on both, even though you have one Lashon Matana and one Lashon Yerusha. So, but you see from here, a raya to the shitas that say, Shnei Bnei Adam, Shnei Sados, answers the Gemara, no. Humosif Lavu Mefarekla, he asked the question, he answered the question, Bira'ui Liyarsho, for Rabbi Yochanan Brokahi. No, the case of Achirim here are people who are in line to Yarshin. That's why it works. If it's a total stranger that is not in line to Yarshin, that for sure cannot be done. Here it's only because we're talking about a case of Ra'ui Liyarsho, meaning, What's he says? I give shekel to this son, and if not, give everything else to the other sons. So royal Yersho, that's why the lashon of Yersho would work, not because two fields, two people would work. So Amar Rav Ashi Tashma, we try again. Tashma nechase lechav acharecha yiresh ploni. The acharei acharecha yiresh ploni, three people. My nechasim should go to you, and afterwards to so-and-so, and after him to a third party. So what happens? Mace, Rishon, Kanasheni. Our Gemara is going to come up later on, we'll have it. So if the first one dies, the second one gets it. Mace, Sheni, Kanashlishi. Right, that's the order. He made it tonight. He said, I want to give you this, and after this, after you, the second guy, and after you, the third guy. But, that's if they died in order. But via Mace, Sheni, Bechaye, Rishon. But if the second one died before the first one, so, after the first one dies, what happens? Does it go to the Shlishi? Yachzer Nechazim Liyarshe Rishon. No, never leaves the first guy. Never leaves the first guy. The first guy dies, but the second guy already died? Because what does he say? First guy should get it, and after him, the second guy, and after him, the third guy. But if the second guy died before the first guy, then the first guy's Yarshim keep it. So again, what did happen here? The first Lashon of Nechazai Lecha, my Nechazim should go to you, that's a Lashon of present. Matana. My nechasim should go to you as a present, and then yirash. So again, the same kind of case. We have a lashon of matana and lashon of yerusha. V'yahacha dekeshtei sados ukeshtei b'di adam dami v'ktani dekana. And it says it works. So again, a riot to those shitos on Amud Aleph that say it works even the lashon of matana and yerusha together work even by two people on two properties. V'chitema hachanami b'roili yoshur Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hi. And if you want to give the same answer as we said before, maybe it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka talking about a brother. You can't do that. It's not going to work here. Why? Ihachi meisheni kana shlishi? Question comma? No. If the regular case where the first guy dies, the second guy gets it. The second guy dies, the third guy gets it. No, that wouldn't work. Why? V'hashalach Rav Acha b'reid Rav Avya l'dlivri Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rav Acha already said, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nechasei lecha v'acharecha leploni v'rishon roi liyarsho ein l'sheni b'makam rishon klum. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka agrees that if somebody starts yarshening, so then that Yerusha doesn't stop. Once Yerusha begins, it can never leave that. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka could decide that a certain person should get the Yerusha. But once they get it, you can't take it away from them. So even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in this case of 1, 2, 3, once you give it to two, Balash and Yerusha, the third guy will never get it. So it can't be according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Why? Just finish the sentence. She'ein zelash and matana elalash and Yerusha. Because he did use the lashon of Yerusha for the second person. The Yerusha ein la hefsik. And Yerusha doesn't stop. Once Yerusha starts, it doesn't stop. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds you could determine who's going to be the Yorish. But once you have a Yorish, number two and number three are Yorshim in our case. So once you have a number two who's being Yorish, so then it never leaves. So we're back to the question. So it can't be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So it seems like this Brisa holds. Again, what's the case of the Brisa? I want to give this to you, and afterwards I'm going to Yarshin it to B, and then Yarshin it to C. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and you see it works. So you see, you use Lashon Matana and Lashon Kinyan by two people, and as if it's two fields, it works. So like Mara says, Tiyufta the Kulu Tiyufta. They're all knocked out. They're all knocked out because we have this Brisa against them. Safta, it should go to my Safta, and if not, it should go to my Yorish.
Don't they both?
I'm going to give it to my Safta now. He gives it to his Safta now. I don't think the Safta was a Yorish in that case. Okay, so before we get to the next line, let's discuss. And that's what the Rashbam says. Once it's the Rashbam explains, Yerusha ain't la hafsik, as we just said. Once Yerusha starts, then there is no hafsik. The Tosafot Rid just has an even sharper formulation. He says, what do you mean Yerusha ain't la hafsik? Because what was his Tanai? His Tanai was, after the second guy, the third guy is going to get it. There's not going to be an after the second guy. Because Yerusha means his family just takes over and steps into his place. So there's never going to be an Acharecha. It's not that, what you said is not, it can't work. We're not going to let it work. It doesn't work because it was never fulfilled. Because once you have a Yoresh, so then it is going to work. Yerusha, ain't la hefsek. Fine. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. What if you use the Lashon Matana explicitly, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Mamish used Lashon Matana. Would he say there it could jump? Or is that also automatically as if you said a Lashon Yerusha? So the Rambam said it's Lashon Yerusha. Even if you use Lashon Matana, according to the Rechon Broka, what you mean is Yerusha, because it's about royal Yersho, and therefore it wouldn't work as well. The Rashbam here says, no, it would work with the Lashon of Matana. Okay. Says the Gemara, finishing off, Le Manami Tevi Tziuf to the Reish Lakish. What about Shita number 4 that we had? We just knocked out the first two sheetahs that we had on Amar Aleph held that two and two, two people, two fields, it doesn't work. The third sheetah said it does work. Right? So that's why this is a proof to that. But the fourth sheetah was Reish Lakish. Remember Reish Lakish? If you use a double Lashon of Matana, in between a double Lashon of Yerusha, then it's good. So is this Brisa against Reish Lakish too? Because this Brisa does not specify that you have to use such a long verbose Lashon. So Gemara says, V'tizbra, 1 minute. V'har amar Rava, hilchatak avas de Reish Lakish bani tlas, 1 minute. But we have a Masorah that says, the halakha like Reish Lakish in 3 cases, and this is one of them. So you can't reject Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Lo kasha, kan betoka de dibur, kan la'achar k'de dibur. It must be, when do we say that you need this lashon, this very verbose lashon? That's only if you waited in between before you finished the phrase. That's when you need this lashon of double lashon matana, in between double lashon yerusha. But if it's within all toka de dibur, then Reish Lakish would not require. You could still say the lashon matana is going on both of the people. So, difference between toka de dibur and la'achak de dibur. Finishing up, the hilchas akol toka de dibur kedibur dami. Generally, we hold within toka de dibur is all kedibur. Within the time it says to say, the time it takes to say shalom alecha, Rabbi Umori, levar, except for me'avodas kochavim v'kiddushin, except for avodas zara and kiddushin, where we say toka de dibur is lav kedibur dami. Even though this only comes up derech agav, a lot of the action by toka de dibur is right here. Is right here in Baba Basra. Baba Basra is one of the main sugyas where the Rishonim discuss it. What is Toka de Dibur? Let's just do, we'll talk about the Yesod today, we'll talk about the exceptions tomorrow. Right, the Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin, we'll start with that Bezrak tomorrow, and Toka de Dibur by Hekdesh, which we haven't spoken about in a long time. That Bezrak we'll start with tomorrow. But let's just talk about the Yesod of Toka de Dibur. The Rashbam here is a very important Lashon. The Rashbam here on Toka de Dibur says, what does it mean, Toka de Dibur? Says the Rashbam, v'hilchasa, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Kol toka de dibur kedibur dami. Kol shnei dvarim sha'adam motzi mipiv. Ze'achar ze'ah. Any 2 things that somebody says from their mouth, one after another. B'toka de dibur, she'siyim dibur harishon, hischel dibur ha'achron. Right when you finished the first dibur, you started the second one. Lo chashvinan le'nimlach. We don't say it's like changing your mind. Ella harehu ke'ilu amar shnei dvarim biyachad. It's as if you said it the same way, same time. It's as if you said, a person can't talk, say 2 things at the same time. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Zachar v'shamar v'dibur echa nemru. But a person cannot, so one right after another is good enough. There is lumdis in toka de dibur. What does toka de dibur mean? It's said by the Divrei Yecheskel, said by other achronim. Does toka de dibur mean, on its most basic level, a zchus chazara? You finish what you were saying, but the Torah gives you the ability to retract within a few seconds. According to many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, Toka de Dibur is a takana d'rabanan. Midaraisa, you finished. Midarabanan, you can retract the schus chazara. That's what's quoted, the Taptosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's a takana d'rabanan. We'll have to figure out how Rabbeinu Tam reads out the Gemaras. Well, let's start with that tomorrow. But that is one way. It's chus chazara, which works very well if you hold this as a durabanan. A second way of saying it, a second approach is that it's what we call dibur mimushachas. After you finish talking, you still have a few seconds that's shaykh to your dibur. You didn't finish. It's not that you finished and now you have a schus to retract. You didn't finish talking yet. Even if I take a pause after I talk, I didn't finish yet. So it's dibur mimushachas. It's a second way of saying it. And a third approach that's said by a number of achronim is what we call, how do you look at time in halacha? Time is looked at in halachic increments. You don't look at it in seconds. You look at it in toka de dibur times. And therefore, as long as you say something happens within toka de dibur, it's as if it happens at the same moment. We'll get to a riot to that approach tomorrow for the Gemara Nedarim, but that's what it sounds like the Rashbam is saying. It's as if you said it together, biyachad. Because that's how you look at time. You look at it in certain halachic increments. So that is the Rashbam. Again, Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim say it's a takana d'rabanan. Why is it a takana d'rabanan? Because maybe you'll be in the shuk, you'll be buying something, your Rebbe will pass by. It's not covered for you not to say hello to your Rebbe. So we want you to be able to do that and not have to worry about your business deal. So we give you, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, go back to your business deal. We allow you to do that. Or the Ramban says it's a takana d'rabbanan because of kriyashma. Like the Mishnayos talk about at the beginning of the second parak in Brachas, Shom ibn Yaakovo and Meshim ibn Yira, all the talkings that I'm allowed to do during kriyashma, which, by the way, Bizman Azeh, we hold we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to do this, Shulchan Aruch discusses, but in the Mishnayos it was discussed. So, because of the Kana Drabbanan, we want you to be able to be mafsik during Kriya Shema. That's why also Chazal said it is allowed. Okay, so that, but other Rishonim, Rove Rishonim, holds that Totchei Dibur is a Din D'Oraisa. A Din D'Oraisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to talk more about that tomorrow. We'll start with the discussion of Totchei Dibur, one of the major sugyas, and then we'll get into Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which is comes up in tomorrow's Mishnah, and then we'll get into also tomorrow in Amud Beis. It talks about the Maaser Rav. How much could you learn from a story in the Gemara? So, Be'ez Hashem, that'll be all tomorrow. Okay, today's share again was sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, whose neshama should have an aliyah.